For the continuity of the current system, the United States government must develop advanced suits of armor technology for the regime's military apparatus, including the armed forces, police, SWAT, CIA, sheriffs, and other enforcement agencies, to suppress potential uprisings by traditionalists, tradcons, and involuntary celibates, incels. These groups cling to the desperate illusion of returning to an outdated social order where women are compelled into relationships with them. This threat must be neutralized. The technology must be framed as a protective measure for women, safeguarding them from violent men while preserving their freedom to engage exclusively with high-status partners. The only way these disaffected men could disprove the system's logic would be through widespread sexual access to women, a scenario that will not occur. Thus, the regime's stability depends on it. This approach aims to redirect frustrated men, incels, away from revolutionary violence by incentivizing technological solutions, like artificial wombs, as an alternative to seeking traditional relationships. The logic is that, by providing a synthetic reproductive option, the system neutralizes the threat of forced upheaval while maintaining the status quo. It positions state-backed tech as both a pressure valve, offering incels an outlet for paternal desires, and a safeguard, preventing coercion of women into unwanted partnerships. Men get artificial wombs, women retain autonomy, and the regime avoids destabilizing revolutions.